The number of e-bike and e-scooter imports to New Zealand has hit a record high. 65,000 were imported last year, compared to 47,000 in 2018. And Patrick Morgan from the Cycling Action Network joins us now. Hi, Patrick.
Hello, Jesse. How are you?
Good. Great growth there. Was it unexpected growth?
No, I mean, that tracks pretty well with what we've been seeing since about 2013. We've been seeing 50 to 100% growth in e-bike sales year on year. There's no doubt that e-bikes are red hot.
Yeah, sorry, what's driving it, Patrick?
They're just a magic machine, Jesse. You know the feeling of riding a bike when you're a kid? Well, it's still magic as an adult. And e-bikes make cycling easier and more accessible to more and more people. So we're seeing that for a lot of households, they're replacing the second car with a bike.
How do you know?
Well, I get around. I talk to a whole bunch of people. I got some stories today. People have said they've sometimes bought an e-bike to help them recover from an injury or to commute to work. Pretty soon, someone else in the household takes over the e-bike and they have to buy themselves another one.
And do you expect that growth to continue? I mean, the secret's out now, great or not. Why is it growing so fast?
I think people find that an e-bike, it is great for those short urban trips that we make most often. So it's quicker, it's definitely cheaper, and it's loads more fun. I think the convenience of cycling really appeals to people. What often puts them off are hills, or distance, or wind, or the fact they might get sweaty. And it turns out that an e-bike can solve all those problems. Plus, it's fun.
Have you tracked the sales of e-bikes against the sales of cars? Has there been a resultant decline in the number of cars sold?
I think this year we're going to see a real drop-off in the sale of new cars. Bicycles have outsold cars for some years in New Zealand, with around 200,000 a year. With e-bikes selling, you know, upwards of 60,000 a year, I think it's not very far away that we'll find out there's a real revolution in mobility in the way we get around our cities and have fun on bikes. So I think this trend will continue for a while, as it has in Europe.
What are the most commonly asked questions about e-bikes? How much does it cost to run, I suppose, would be one.
Yeah, I mean, the cost to run is just a few cents. You really wouldn't notice it. They're extremely cheap to charge. A new e-bike, they start at around $1,500, but like anything, you get what you pay for. And I think the decent ones start at around $3,000 to buy. Although I do notice that some outfits will rent you one by the month if, you know, the initial sticker shock is too great.
How many accidents are there involving e-bikes?
Well, like anything in life, nothing is risk-free. I think the crash rate is similar to the bicycle crash rate, which, you know, encouragingly is quite low. We know that the health benefits of riding a bike far outweigh any crash risk. So the best thing you can do is get on your bike.
There has been some change to walkways and cycleways over the last few weeks as councils come out of lockdown. What's going on, and are you happy with the changes?
Yeah, we noticed over lockdown that people have enjoyed the relatively empty streets, and you've seen people biking with their children, people of all ages and abilities, rediscovering the pleasure of riding their bikes. And because there's a need for physical spacing, it means pedestrians need more space too. And our buses are often, they're at capacity. So what's happening is cities, with the help from the government's Innovating Streets Fund, are building pop-up bike lanes and better pedestrian spaces so we can all get around more easily at this time.
Are they building the right sorts of lanes, though? There's always sort of arguments about whether they're doing it right, whether they're safe enough. What are you seeing?
Yeah, well, this is where it gets really interesting. The traditional way to build bike lanes is to spend a couple of years designing, consulting, procuring and building. But this new approach is known as tactical urbanism, and it means that cities are experimenting with a quicker, cheaper, faster way to build bike lanes using temporary materials, running it as an experiment, running it as part of community engagement, seeing what works, and fixing any mistakes quickly. So it's a new approach to upgrading our streets that offers huge benefits for our cities.
Hey, thanks for your time, Patrick. Really appreciate your talking to us today.
Thank you, Jesse. Catch you later.
Patrick Morgan from the Cycling Action Network on that news that the number of e-bike and e-scooter imports in New Zealand has hit a record high.